Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTÉ.
This is no genocide, so said Malcolm Shaw, one of the lawyers representing Israel today at The Hague. Israel has said that the genocide case against it at the UN's top court is profoundly distorted and did not reflect the realities of the situation during the Gaza war. South Africa launched an emergency case at the International Court of Justice, arguing that Israel stands in breach of the UN Genocide Convention signed in 1948 in the wake of the Holocaust. For more on this, I'm joined by William Shabas, who's Professor Emeritus at the Irish Centre for Human Rights at the University of Galway and currently a professor in international law at the University of Middlesex in London. Professor Shabas, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, thank you.
You've been following the case, obviously, for the last 2 days. You've heard South Africa and its lawyers lay out the case yesterday and the defence of Israel today. What did you make of it?
Well, the case is not going to decide whether or not genocide was committed. That's for a subsequent stage in the proceedings. All that has to be decided right now is whether South Africa has what's called a plausible case that genocide was committed. And I think they scored on that one. I listened to all of the arguments, and I don't think that Israel was very effective in rebutting them. This was not going to resolve the issue for them in terms of defeating the argument that genocide is being committed.
What about the Israeli defense, though, that the case put forward by South Africa and its lawyers yesterday was a distortion of the reality, that they were being attacked by Hamas, which is, I think, indisputable, and that they are engaging in self-defense?
Yeah, well, you know, nobody disputes the fact that they were in part responding to a threat to their safety within Israel in the way they were reacted to Hamas. I think the point is, and it's become increasingly clear, I think, in recent months, that the attack in Israel has not been directed so much, in Gaza has not been directed so much at Hamas. If it had been, we would see much higher levels of casualties among Israeli troops, but that it's really been directed at the civilian population. That's the crux of South Africa's argument. And if it's directed at the population, if it's agreed and understood that they're the real targets, then the question is Israel trying to destroy the people of Gaza? And if the answer to that is positive, then the genocide charge sticks. We'll know more about this in 3 or 4 years when the case goes to the merit. That's how long it's going to take for this to be finally addressed and decided by the court.
But Israel were at pains, weren't they, today, to point out that they were not directing their military operation at civilians. And they say that they did admit that yes, innocent civilians were being killed, but only when they targeted or were being used as shields by Hamas.
Yeah, well, this is what the debate is going to be about, obviously, and there's nothing surprising or difficult to predict in the way Israel reacted to it. Of course they would justify it, because if they were to acknowledge that they were doing anything different, then it would be an admission that they were violating international law and that they were in the wrong. So I don't think there's anything surprising in the fact that they're denying the allegations.
But I suppose my
reality.
My question to you, though, is how much leeway will the court give to that defense?
Well, the court will certainly pay attention to that argument. It's going to hear all of Israel's arguments. Israel's going to get a fair shake, a fair hearing at the court. Ultimately, it's going to go down to deciding on the facts. And that's always a difficulty in court, deciding what people do, whether it corresponds to what they say they're doing and what they intend to do.
What is the threshold of proof here, or the burden of proof?
Well, the threshold at this stage, the preliminary measures stage, is to decide whether there's a plausible case. So this is a very low standard to meet, and I think South Africa is going to meet it. If you go up to get to the final stage in the proceedings, which is what we call the merits of the case, then South Africa has to really establish a level of proof that we associate with a criminal trial that is beyond a reasonable doubt. And to the extent that the charge against Israel is based on inferences from their conduct, we have to be able to eliminate all other plausible, all other reasonable explanations. That's where Israel is going to really be on a on a stronger footing, arguing that, in fact, this was a military operation. And then the court will have to decide whether or not that really is a reasonable explanation for their conduct, or whether it's rather more of a pretext for what the real intent is, which is to drive the Palestinian people out of Gaza.
Germany has said that they don't think it's genocide. And I know you've said previously that... I know you said previously that you think the US is in breach of its obligation to use its position to prevent the crime of genocide from taking place. How influential will those voices and those states be?
Well, they certainly are going to participate in the proceedings in some way or another. It's likely that they will intervene. I think it may not be so straightforward for the United States, because they have partially stood outside the scope of the Genocide Convention. But certainly Germany would be, we would expect Germany and other friends of Israel to intervene in the proceedings, as they've done in other cases. So recently, Canada, Germany, France, Denmark, other friends of Israel intervened in another case that's going on at the court on genocide in with Myanmar, the charge that Myanmar was responsible for genocide. And there, those states have put forward actually a very liberal and generous approach to the definition of genocide. I think some of them are going to be regretting that they've done it, because what they're doing is cooking the goose of Israel with those arguments.
Okay, we'll wait and see. Professor Emeritus at the Irish Centre for Human Rights at the University of Galway, Professor William Shabas, thank you very much indeed for joining us.